34 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it was well used when I got it, but it's still usable.
That's great. Mm. Now, if one of these tumblers or goblets fell off the sink, you'd say it fell off the sink and it
broke.
And then you might say, but I didn't.
I didn't break it.
But somebody else must have
broken it.
And if we were talking about drinking water, and if I asked you how much did you drink, and you had been thirsty, you'd say, well, I really
drank a glass full.
And then you might ask me, how much have you?
How much did you drink?
And then you'd say, now, in the past, when I've been thirsty, I have really
drunk a lot of water.
If you had a group of people, of course you did at your house.
We did, always had a group of people.
If they were standing around and had not yet
seated.
And then you might say to them,
you really want my hacksaw?
You're supposed to know where that is.
Turn that off.
Okay.
Willard!
Okay, and then you might, if they were standing around and you wanted them to go ahead, you'd say, well, just go ahead and
have a seat.
And, now, if somebody came to visit you, you might point out a chair and say, well, won't you
have a seat?
In a
rocking
chair. In a rocking chair, the only thing you could have. So then if the person did take a seat, you'd say he went ahead and
sat down.
If you were passing food around at the table, which you said you did at your house, and you wanted someone not to wait until they were passed again, you'd say go ahead and
eat.
Now, did you ever use the expression, help yourself?
Help yourself, yes.
You would use that?
Just go right on and help yourself.
Okay, so then you'd say, well, he went on
and helped himself.
And when I sat down, he had already
helped himself.
Now, if something was passed to you and you didn't want to eat it, you might say, well, no, thank you. I don't believe I
care for that.
Now, if food has been cooked, like at the noon meal, and then you have it again that night, you'd say that was
warmed over.
Would warmed over and left over mean the same thing to you?
Yes, I guess so. I'm sure it will.
And then you put your food in your mouth and then you begin to
eat.
And if
or chew.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you something really tough.
Sure, I had the same English teacher from the time I was in the 7th grade through high school.
Did you really?
And she didn't keep discipline and she didn't teach a class.
Oh my goodness.
And I literally didn't get any English from the time I was in the 7th grade through high school. At all in school.
Uh-huh.
And
but you got it at home.
I got it at home, but I was always a little self-conscious of it, but my sisters corrected me so much they gave me an inferiority complex. And mother, when you're the youngest of seven or the younger two of seven, you get it from every angle.
That's right.
Oh. And I can't diagram a sentence.
Oh,
I can't. And my English came from sound from mother.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were raised and how we were raised.
There's a dish that people make